It is the year 2525, and archaeologists Zager and Evans dig through the rubble of what used to be downtown Seattle, 500 years after the Latte Wars.
Wait, I found something.
What have you got?
Carbon dating indicates it's over 500 years old. Native Washingtonian.
Not Californian?
No, the markings indicate it's a tiny time capsule.
Oh, good. Give it to me, will you? This marine air's giving me the sniffles.
No. Look.
There's a silver disc inside.
It's what used to be known as a compact disc. Give me your Swiss Army laser.
Here you go. You know, my great-great-grandfather had a collection of these, but they became obsolete when everything went to Gatesware.
Shh! Listen, a message.
When I think of 1992, I think of the year Heart came home to Seattle. I think of Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, the Lovemongers, the Seattle music scene, you know. That year MTV was hanging around town, as well as Entertainment Tonight. We didn't even have a winter. Oh, I think of Mudhoney, the Dharma Bums, Tad, Queensryche. I think of breezing down First Avenue on a coffee jack, or lying in a musty cave watching bomb shelter videos. But you know, most of all, I think of Bad Animals Seattle, the latest generation of high-tech artistic recording space that's caused a traffic jam among creative types. But you know, everybody's gotta wait because Elvis has Studio X booked for the month of June. Bad Animals Seattle. That's what I think of.
You know what this means?
It means the national anthem of Pepsi-free China was written as early as 1992.
And they had Elvis clones back then, too.
We're going to have to completely rewrite recording history.
Well, let's get started.
Onward to the Garth Brooks Institute.
Boy, I'll bet there was one hell of a party when that place opened.
Well, what makes you say that, Zager?
Well, there's a beer bottle cap in the time capsule, and the CD is smeared with what appears to be Jell-O.
Tropical punch.